Anchorage scored a green energy first this week when two wind turbines rose behind a plumbing and sheet metal business. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
It's a little after 12 noon. Around the back of the two-story building housing Partouche Plumbing and Heating, along with Northern Sheet Metal, a pair of turbine blades lay on the grass under some trees. Metal poles in two sections stretch over the parking lot. Nearby are two wire-sprouting foundations on the edge of the lawn. Terry Bolton, who manages the sheet metal operation and has overseen the technical aspects of the turbine project, gives a pre-raising update.
The guys are getting ready right now. They've got the turbines all bolted on the poles, and they're getting ready to mount the propellers onto the turbines. We're just about ready to go. Hopefully the Alaska crane will be here on time.
How soon after they go vertical do you throw a light switch?
Immediately. They're all ready to go. That's tied to the grid right now. All we have to do is flip the disconnect.
A few minutes later, and right on time, the Alaska crane truck appears. Shortly afterwards, the crew from Susitna Energy System is guiding a lower pole section onto a foundation. The eight-month construction process is coming to an end. Bolton says there were challenges.
One of the major hurdles right off the bat was to find out that our soils are really terrible. So we had a difficult time having the engineers actually come up with a foundation that we could mount these 60-foot poles on.
Larry Patouche, owner of both Patouche Plumbing and Heating and Northern Sheet Metal, says cost savings weren't really the goal when he decided to make his building, the first business in Anchorage on the Chugach Electric Association grid, to install wind turbines.
We install lots of energy-efficient equipment for our customers, mainly through the Alaska Housing Finance rebate program, and it kind of got us thinking that maybe we would do something that's in the future as far as the wind turbines, and thought that we would just try to do something that's green.
Bolton expects that on a few windy summer nights, when the skies are light and the building's use is at its lowest, the turbines could produce more electricity than Partouche needs. In such situations, they might actually be putting power into the Chugach system. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.